Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody, this is Michael Sweet driving in the car. I am from Striper and Sweet Lynch and sometimes a solo artist as well. And I just wanted to say that you are listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking Metal. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year. Hope you're having a great one. Today, Michael Sweet from the legendary band Striper is on the phone with us. He's got a great new release out with George Lynch called Unified. Sweet Lynch, Unified, was released back in November. So definitely check that out. He's going to tell us all about it. And he's also going to tell us, this is a 25-minute interview, but it's packed with stuff. A lot of good stuff in this interview. So stay tuned for that. We cover it all. And Striper updates, Michael Sweet solo updates, his work with Joel Hoekstra updates, his thoughts on Robert Mason working with Pilsen, Lynch, and Mick Brown, his thoughts on the current lineup of Queen. There's all sorts of stuff. Wow, we got a packed interview for you. And I think it's great. We're doing this on Christmas, which I guess Striper kind of tie in with Christmas slightly, right? The Christian rock thing. Although, you know, it's weird. I never really think of Striper as a Christian rock band. They're just more one of the hard rock bands that we all love from the classic days, and they're still going strong. So anyways, I'm going to end today's show with a kind of off the beaten path Striper song that I really like. But before we do that, let's get into the interview. Let's get into some brand new music by George Lynch and Michael Sweet. This is Promised Land off of the Unified record by Sweet Lynch. And it'll be followed by my interview with Michael Sweet.
Oh, Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal and calling in once again on the line. The one, the only Michael Sweet. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, man. I'm in the car going to run some errands, and I got a rehearsal today for a show, an annual Christmas show I'm doing tomorrow in Plymouth. And
oh, cool.
Working away on the new Striper album, man. I'm a busy guy, but I love it.
Right, right on. You always have a lot of stuff going on, and I want to talk to you about everything that's happening. But is this like a solo acoustic show you're doing today?
Yeah, doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Thursday
rehearsal
night
today.
At the Spire, and it's a solo acoustic show. I've got a couple guests. Charles Foley's coming up. I got Mariah Formica from The Voice.
Oh, cool.
And Carly Webster from The Voice. They're coming up and doing a song each. And it's going to be just a fun night. Michael Sweet and friends.
Nice. Nice. Cool. Well, let's start off talking about the really brand new Sweet Lynch record. Came out last month. It's your second full-length album with George Lynch. And you got Brian Tichy on drums, James Lomenzo on bass. How different was putting this record together than the first record you guys did, Only to Rise, which was back in 2014. Was it a different process, kind of the same process, easier, more difficult?
Yeah, well, you know, it was definitely, there were a lot of similarities, but there were a lot of differences as well. It just depends on how you look at it. For example, you know, same lineup, same studio,
right,
same format in terms of the way it was put together. The differences were that George sent me complete ideas musically versus the first time around, he sent me a minute and a half ideas and then it would just shut off and I'd have to figure out where to go from there. So I was much more involved musically on the first album, which I didn't really want to be. I wanted George to do all the music and I did all the lyrics and melodies and produced.
Right.
And that was kind of the plan. This album was more like that. You know, he sent me complete ideas. He sent me all the songs. On the first album, I didn't have all the songs. We were shy of three songs, so I had to write three songs on my own.
Mm.
So this time around, it was just a little bit more complete from his side. And you know what, man? It gave it a different flavor, a little bit of a different signature and stamp from the first one. And I love it. I love how it turned out. There's some really different stuff on it, like the song Walk, for example. It's not like anything I've ever done, really. And I don't think anything George has ever done either. And yeah, it's just cool to kind of stretch out and experiment and try some different things as you record. It's very cool.
Absolutely. I love the tune Afterlife, one of my favorites off the record. Any stories about how that particular song came together? Any memories?
No, I mean, George sent me the music bed and I heard it and I thought, all right, this is really cool. It's very definitely on the darker side and edgy, real moody track, you know, and it kind of takes you on a bit of a ride.
Yeah.
In a cool way, dynamically. So I just tried to do my best to come up with really cool fitting lyrics and then a really cool fitting vocal. But yeah, that's one of my favorites too. I love it. I love how that turned out. It's edgy and it's vibey and all those words you want to use. It's got all that stuff involved. It's very cool.
Yeah. The song, you know, Promised Land starts off with that like trademark howl or scream, just so great. And there's a lot of stuff that like that particular sound of your voice at the beginning of that song that kind of bring me back, like classic guitar riffs and vocal hooks, you know, that I'm like, oh, that's almost classic Striper there. That's almost classic Lynch Mob or Dokken right there. Was there a conscious effort to kind of embrace the sounds from your past and George's past on this record?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, Promised Land is a classic song that people I think expect to hear from George and I.
Right.
It's got the signature George tone and riffs, and it's got the, you know, signature Michael Sweet high vocal belted out. It sounds like Dennis DeYoung after a bottle of whiskey, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's the stuff people want to hear. And I've read a few comments from people saying, well, we really love Promised Land, but we wish we had heard a little bit more like that on the album. Okay. That's the other thing George and I both like to do, good or bad, is we like to make albums where every song is different. You know,
yeah.
I've never been a fan of, and I think I speak for George, I don't know, I believe I do. I've never been a fan of albums where every song sounds the same.
Right.
And it's just a kind of a continuation of the last song. And, you know, it's really fun. I love the albums. My favorite albums of all time are the ones where every song sounds different. It has its own unique signature. And I just love that, man. It makes listening so much more interesting.
Right on. Right on. Cool. Guys, we are talking with Michael Sweet, who has a new record out with George Lynch. It's called Unified. Sweet Lynch. It was released back in November. Definitely check it out. You know, you mentioned the song Walk, Michael. Now, that was, at least it was written that was kind of a nod to Queen. Any truth to that statement?
It really was. I mean, I don't know that George was thinking of that when he wrote it, the music, but I would assume that he was. I think he had a title that was very Queenish. The working title was very Queenish, and then of course it took on the title Walk. I think George named it like Sheer Heart Attack, or you know, something
right.
Queen. And so obviously his goal and his thinking was this is a Queen, a nod to Queen, and then I also tried to do the same thing with the vocal approach, not necessarily the lead vocal itself, but the background vocals.
Okay.
That's why they have that big Queen, huge choir-like stabs, you know,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. And that was the whole point in the recording of that song.
Right on. And kind of on a side note, have you seen the new live version of Queen that's out there doing live dates with Adam Lambert? And do you have any opinion on Queen touring with a different singer, Adam Lambert?
Yeah, I think it's great that they continue on. I think it's great that they're able to keep going out and playing these classic songs and that they're happy. And Adam is a brilliant singer. I love him. He's one of my favorite singers.
Right.
Oddly enough, though, I'll tell you when I really loved what Queen was doing is when they had Paul Rogers.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, I'm in the minority with that, I think.
I would think you are, yes.
But I think I am, and I think I was. But, man, when I heard that, I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Right.
And then I played for other people, and they'd be like, yeah, you know. But Paul is one of my favorite singers of all time on my top five list. And he brought, a unique soulful approach to Queen that I had never heard. You know, Freddie was more dramatic and theatrical and more of a technician vocally. And then Paul kind of brought this soul that I had never heard Queen have. And that's why I loved it so much. I just thought, wow, this is so cool. But I mean, Adam is obviously sticking to tradition and bringing more of that dramatic, theatrical technique that Freddie had back to Queen.
Right. Yep. Cool. You know, you have these two great records out with George Lynch. At one point, correct me if I'm wrong, at least I'm almost positive I remembered reading online that there was talk of you actually working with that classic Dokken lineup of Mick Brown and Jeff Pilson and George Lynch. And just recently they announced that Robert Mason would be doing some work with him. Did you ever get into a discussion with George about maybe working with Jeff and Mick along with George?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go a step further and tell you that George, they asked me to do it. And, you know, I got a phone call. I had a phone call with Jeff Pilson about it on my back deck, and they asked me to be the singer, and Jeff commented on how great the vocals would be, and we're really excited about it, and let's do it. And you know, I would check in every now and then. This was a few years back,
right,
but I would check in every now and then and say, hey guys, what's going on with the TNN/Dokken Without Dawn thing, you know?
Yeah.
And they say, oh, yeah, yeah, no, we still want to do it, you know, but, you know, Jeff's really busy with Foreigner and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I understand all that. And I get it totally. But then I hear and read, just like everyone else, the announcement that they're doing something with Robert Mason, which they've done before.
Right.
You know, I know George has worked with Robert and
Lynch,
you know, they've all worked with Robert. You know, Jeff has produced Warrant and that's probably why it happened. And you know, and I don't even know if this is the project we were talking about.
Right.
It may not be. Yeah. This may be an entirely different project and they still want to do that with me. I don't know, man. I haven't heard anything other than, you know, what little bit of contact I have with George, which isn't much.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And, you know, I just bought my Whitesnake tickets for this summer. They're coming around. Your good buddy Joel Hoekstra is in Whitesnake. Have you spoken with with Joel lately? Any plans to do some music with him again?
Yeah, I have absolutely plans to do music with him. I haven't spoken with him in a little while, but we've texted and emailed. And that's the plan. That's always been the plan, and it's going to happen, you know, unless Armageddon comes before it happens. But we want to do an album together. I respect Joel so much. I think he's the best guitar player out there these days, the most versatile, and just so good, so talented. And I know that he has shared his respect with me and admiration with me and whatnot, and we want to work together, and we're going to make it happen. And I think when it does happen, it may very well wind up being the best album we've ever done.
Wow.
You know, and I know it's going to be killer. We're talking to guys. I reached out to Todd Zuckerman, who plays drums for Styx.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, we'll get a killer bass player, and it's going to be really a musician's dream band. All the players are going to be just sick.
Awesome.
And off the charts. And all amazing. And when you go see the band live, you know, everyone will be totally, completely floored. And that's kind of the goal. We're making that our goal. And then the songs will be killer, too. They'll be more of a classic throwback, classic hard rock album.
Cool. And there, you're already thinking that when you do this, you would definitely go out and support it in the live setting too.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
We have to make that happen. I mean, I'm getting a little burnt out myself on albums that are recorded and released, and then there's no support behind them in terms of touring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not fair to the fans. You know, the fans want to see it and experience it. And, you know, when you don't tour, they can't do that. And it's just wrong, in my opinion. And that's why I get very frustrated over the Sweet and Lynch stuff, because we haven't toured and we should have toured.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why. It's something we could have made happen. And for whatever reason, it just hasn't happened yet. And it's very sad.
Right. No, I agree. And there's just so much of that stuff out there that just never makes it to the stage. And yeah, it causes it, I think, a lot of times to just kind of disappear out of people's consciousness even faster when you're not out there playing to support it.
I know.
Cool.
I get it, man. And I mean, what a killer band that is. You don't get, and I'm not talking about myself as a singer, but the band, the music, you don't get much better than George Lynch, James Lomenzo, and Brian Tichy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Michael Sweet.
You know, I'd leave myself out of that. But, I mean, that's a band right there, man. That's a band that I would say, okay, I'm going to see this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And it's exciting. And it's like, wow, these are some killer players. And it's just such a bummer. Here we made two albums, and we haven't even done one show.
Wow. Well, yeah, if you can ever pull that together, I definitely think it would be a great tour, a great gig to see. Definitely Sweet Lynch live.
Yeah, man. I agree.
So much stuff going on with you. You mentioned the potential work with Joel. Of course, we have to check in with you on Striper material that we've heard is possibly coming in 2018. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, it's coming out. We turn it in after being mixed on January 15th.
Okay.
And it's coming out in April.
Oh, awesome.
So we go to Las Vegas and shoot two videos January 25th and 6th, I believe. So it's happening really fast, man. I got some vocals to finish, six vocals to be exact. We got to mix it, turn it in. It's killer. I did an interview and I gave a really silly cliche how to explain the trilogy of No More Hell to Pay, Fallen, and then now this new album, which I can't give you the name of.
Right.
But it's basically, No More Hell to Pay was the mild sauce, Fallen is the medium sauce, and this new album will be the hot sauce. You know, and this new album has just stepped it up in so many ways. And when people hear it, I think they're all going to say, wow, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Where did this come from?
Wow, can't wait
to
hear
it. And I just feel like we're on fire. The band's on fire right now, and thank God we are, and I hope we can keep that fire burning to use a cheesy Striper title from the past.
Right on. And as far as Michael Sweet's solo stuff goes, I know you have this DVD out, which is a live acoustic show that was recorded, Soul Songs and Stories.
Right.
That's where, can you tell us a little bit about that and where the fans can pick it up?
Yeah, man, I go out and I do solo shows acoustically, and it's just fun doing it because I can show people how the songs originated. And most of the time, most of the songs originated on an acoustic guitar, and I don't think people really know that or understand that. And when I go out and play them live, it's just a really cool way to perform the songs and to hear that translation of the song. And I figured myself and Andrew Joyce, the director and the producer of the DVD, we figured it would be a great way to put something like that together to offer fans who haven't seen that a way to see it. So we put together this DVD of a show I did in Fall River, Mass at the Narrows. And we also intercut a lot of interview footage of me describing and explaining the story behind the song, and which is really surprising to people.
Cool.
Not what you expect at all. And then there's some rare Striper footage in there. And it's just a really cool, you actually, when you watch this video, you feel like you're there at the show, walking through the aisles, taking your seat and watching the performance, and you feel a part of it. And it's a really cool, it's the first solo DVD I've ever released. And I thought it was a great way to start. And it's called Soul, S-O-L-E, which means only, alone. It's the description, definition that I'm using,
okay.
Not the fish.
Right.
And it's just cool, man. It's available at michaelsweet.com. It is a limited run. And so if you do want a copy, pick one up now, because at some point they won't be available any longer. And it's just awesome, man. It's cool. I think so far everyone that has seen it has really enjoyed it and had great things to say about it.
Very cool. Cool. We'll have your site link through today's show notes, guys, on talkingmetal.com. We are talking with Michael Sweet, and he's got a great new record out with George Lynch, Sweet Lynch Unified. Check it out. And before we let you go, Michael, you put out a great solo record. I guess it was only last year, One-Sided War. Any thoughts of doing another, straight-ahead hard rock record like that under just the Michael Sweet name?
Oh yeah. That was the album. You get so many naysayers, and I guess you can ignore them or you can feed off of them and take it to heart and use that to better yourself and improve things. I took it to heart and tried to improve things. And I heard through the years, yeah, I like the solo stuff, but the Striper stuff is much better, much heavier, blah, 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 blah. So I just thought, okay, really? Okay, well, I'm going to show you on this album.
Right.
that I've got the edge on my own to put out a rockin' album that kind of smacks you upside the face multiple times. And that was the goal with this album. I wanted to really make an album that left people thinking, oh my gosh, and made them drive a little faster on the highway, you know? So I made One Sided War, and it's just a rocking album, man. People say it takes them back to the old days, and it's not what they expected at all from me solo. And that was a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
And I do plan on making a follow-up to it, for sure, with Rat Pack Records, again, Joe O'Brien. I loved working with him and working with Rat Pack, and they did a killer job on One Sided War. I was so impressed. And we're going to do it again, for sure. And we're probably going to start recording that album at the end of 18, sometime in probably October or November. We'll start work on that album.
Awesome. Good to hear. And wow, you're always so busy, man. It just blows me away how much stuff you always have going on. And thank you for delivering us such great music every year, sometimes more than once a year. We really appreciate it. And man, I hope you have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you as well. And thank you guys for always waving the Michael Sweet and the Striper flags. I appreciate it deeply. And I couldn't do it without you, man. So God bless you guys. Okay.
Same to you, Michael. And again, we hope to talk to you at some point in 2018.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care. That was Reborn by Striper, which I have that on vinyl, actually. That was the 2005, I believe, release by the band that I really dug, and I think that's a great song, man. Again, Not a lot of people talk about that record much anymore, but I thought it was great. Reborn by Stryper, the title track off of the Reborn record. Big thanks to Michael Sweet for joining us here on Talking Metal. Make sure you download that track on iTunes, as well as go pick up the Unified record by Sweet Lynch. We'll have links up in today's show notes. You can go to talkingmetal.com or talkingrock.net, and you'll find the show notes to this episode. Please, UK listeners, Canadian listeners, American listeners, North American listeners, United States listeners, use our Amazon links. I need all you guys to go to the website. You'll find the links. Pick out your country or, you know, your general place of residency, and use those links specific to where you live. And then go about all your Amazon shopping as you normally would, okay? I hope you use those links for your Christmas shopping this year. Check out the new website. It's now up. It's talkingrock.net. And, you can also join us on Patreon. There will be exclusive content coming to the Patreon supporters real soon, I promise. And then also there is the hotline. I want to hear you guys leave a message. Please, please leave a message. It is 973-757-1917. 973-757-1917. The Patreon page is patreon.com/talkingmetal. You can leave me a PayPal donation. That would be great. PayPal.me/MarkStriegel. That's MarkStriegel. Again, use the Amazon links. They're finally set up for everyone in the UK and Canada, as well as the United States. And that's going to do it. We're going to leave you today with another classic song, a little sound sample. This is actually, it's not a classic song. To me, it sounds like a classic song. It's a new song that will soon be a classic because it's so good. It's called Afterlife by Sweet Lynch off that new record, which you guys got to pick up. You know what? Pick it up by using the Amazon links we have up on talkingrock.net. Again, this song is Afterlife. It's off the Unified album by Sweet Lynch, featuring Michael Sweet, George Lynch, James Lomenzo, and Brian Tishy. Thank you.
buying cars like these on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.